Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now, one more thing from the Takeaways' Kristen Meinzer. She had a chance to sit down with James Franco and Scott Hayes to talk about their new film, Child of God. It's an adaptation of the Cormac McCarthy book by the same name, and it's directed by Franco. Now, the movie is a character study of Lester Ballard, played by Scott Hayes. Lester is living in isolation in rural Tennessee, and he spirals into a dark, twisted, crime-riddled existence. And Franco says he relied on subtle comedy to help audiences hang in with such a grim tale.
What I found out when I started adapting the book is that when you normally have a character like this, he is being tracked down by the detectives. Rarely do you have a character like this who is at the center of the film in such a prominent way. So my goal was not to make Lester sympathetic. In no way do I condone his behavior. But it's within the realm of art. And so for me, I'm not making a moralistic tale. I'm examining human behavior. And I'm using a monster to talk about more universal human things. But if I'm going to use a monster like this, I don't want to repel the audience. I want to shock them, but I want them to stay with us. I don't want them to kind of shut off emotionally from him. And comedy is such a powerful tool for bringing an audience onto the side of a character. It's just, you know, if an audience can laugh with a character, you've won them over.
This particular story, like a lot of Cormac McCarthy stories, is pretty dark and it's raw, and it's particularly difficult because it really only has one character who's carrying the whole movie. The whole weight is on your shoulders, Scott. You're playing Lester Ballard, the protagonist, and Lester does some things that I think a lot of people would consider pretty despicable. There's necrophilia, you're defecating on screen, you're throwing up, you're doing a lot of things, kidnapping bodies. Was it a challenge to try and create the right balance? Because you want this character in some way for people to keep on watching and not be so repulsed that they're going to turn away. So I'm curious, did you see this character, both of you, as somebody who we're supposed to identify with, somebody that we should look at as a warning, someone we should feel sorry for? How did you want this character to come across to people?
Cormac's writing is, it doesn't lend a lot of itself to the inner workings of what Lester's feeling. So a lot of times when I'm reading the novel is I would try to approach in the sense of just thinking about what is this man going through. And there's certain elements I think that are really at play of feeling really alone and wanting to connect and wanting to be loved and wanting to have a family. And I'm sure that he didn't want his father to commit suicide. He wanted to stay on the land, but he was ostracized from society, cast away, and wasn't shown love and never had a girlfriend. So I think in living that stuff out, those are human desires that I think every human has, is to want to feel connected or belong to a group or belong to a society. And that is something I wanted to convey. So it wasn't just, I'm going to kill this person because I need a body. It was, there's a need there. There's a desire. There's an obsession that's happening.
So, James, you've written books and screenplays. You're a painter, directing, acting. You do a lot of different things. And I think some people look at your career and think, what's going on? Is there an end goal in all of this? Do you have an end goal, something that you're aiming for in the end, or do you just want to do as many things as humanly possible?
You know, we live in a postmodern age, and form is so fluid, and there's a weird thing where a lot of people are just stuck in these old ideas of a creative person needs to stay with one thing. I see form matching content, and so the goal is not to put one more feather in my cap each time I do something new. It's just to explore and to, by going to Brooklyn College and also going to film school and then also going to acting school, well, now I have, you know, three different approaches I can take on any given project. And it just makes me a more satisfied and more rounded artist.
That was Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. interviewing James Franco and Scott Hayes about their new film, Child of God, out in theaters this weekend.